Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Victory Network Radio Station, where we're transforming the nation with the Word of God, with our host prophetess, Sherita Berry.
To God be all the glory. We give God praise. We give him glory and we give him honor on today, for truly God is great and he is greatly to be praised. We magnify the name of the Lord on this evening. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We worship the Lord God on this morning, this afternoon, this evening, whatever time zone you may be tuning into. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For he is Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Rapha. He is your Adonai Elohim, Yeshua HaMashiach, Yahweh. Glory to God. Yah, in the name of Jesus, Yeshua. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, we have a message for you on tonight. Glory to God on this morning. I should say, get ready, get into position. Glory to God. We're going to take a look at what God spoke to Joshua to tell the children of Israel. Glory to God, to prepare themselves. Glory to God. And God is speaking in this season. We're about to come upon Rosh Hashanah. Glory to God. The year of Jubilee. Glory to God. 5,781. Glory to God. And we want to magnify the name of the Lord. We want to get into position, glory to God, because God is up to something, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. His word changes not, glory to God. Hallelujah. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, glory to God. And we worship him, and we worship him, glory to God, in spirit and truth, glory to God. In the name of Jesus. But before we go on, glory to God, I'm going to play this praise and worship song, glory to God, and then I have some announcement, glory to God, and then we're going to give the message on this morning, glory to God.
The universe is held within your hands, and all the earth bows down to your command. The wonder of creation will testify to all you've done. From age to age, your promises have stood. You reign as king, just like you said you would. And every generation will testify to all you've done, to all you've done. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Oh, you have done great things. You will never change. To God be the glory.
Oh, yes.
The deaf can hear, the broken live again, the blind can see. The sinner is a friend, and love's renovation will testify to all you've done.
Sing our hearts.
Our hearts redeemed when Jesus rose again, and all we'll know your kingdom knows no end, and every tribe and nation.
Glory to God. To God be all the glory. To God be all the glory. We got give God praise. We give him glory. We give him honor on tonight. Glory to God. We do. I do apologize for the delay. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. But my daughter came in the room. Glory to God. And I had to mute myself for a minute. Glory to God. But I do apologize. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. We give God praise. Because to God be all the glory. To God be all the glory. And on tonight, I have an encouraging message for you on tonight. Glory to God. Get ready. Get into position. Glory to God. And I have two scriptures that I'm going to read on tonight from the book of Joshua. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The first one comes from Joshua, the first chapter, chapter 11. The first chapter, verse 11. Glory to God. And it says, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible, Joshua 1 and 11, and it says, pass through the host and command the people, saying, prepare your vestures, for within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land, which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it. Glory to God. That's Joshua, the first chapter, verse 11. Glory to God. And the next scripture comes from Joshua, the third chapter, verse 2. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host and the people, and they commanded the people, saying, when ye see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God and the priests and the Levites bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that ye may know the way by which you must go, for ye have not passed through this way heretofore. Glory to God. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. So in 3 days over, and Joshua 1 and 11, God spoke to Joshua and told him to tell the people to prepare themselves. Glory to God. Prepare their vestures. Vestures mean their possessions, their belongings, their family, everything that they had, because in 3 days they were about to cross over to the River Jordan. But before they could cross over to the River Jordan, the priests and the Levites had to go first, glory to God, carrying the Ark of the Covenant, glory to God, to show the way that they must go, glory to God, because where they were going was a place that was unfamiliar, glory to God. It was a place that they did not, a land that they did not know, they'd never been, glory to God, but it was promised to their forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, glory to God, that he was going to give this land to their sons, glory to God. He promised Abraham that he was going to give the land to his descendants, glory to God. He promised Isaac, he promised Jacob, glory to God. When Jacob was laying down, glory to God, and he saw the ladder come down from heaven, and he saw angels go up and down from heaven, and then he looked and he saw God at the top, glory to God. I'm just paraphrasing. And the Lord spoke to Jacob and said, this land I'm going to give to your descendants, glory to God. So the same land that they were in, glory to God, in order for them to go to possess the land, they had to cross over, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. They had to cross over to the other side, because they had the promise was on the other side, glory to God. Not on the side they were at, glory to God. It was on the other side, glory to God. So God spoke to Joshua, and he said, in 3 days, glory to God, tell them in 3 days. So in 3 days from them preparing themselves, preparing their family, preparing their children, gathering all their possessions, gathering all their belongings, glory to God, packing things up, because they were about to cross over to the promised land, glory to God. They was about to possess the land that the Lord promised them. But before they went over, the priests and the Levites had to go first, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, because they did not know where they were going to, glory to God, or hitherto, glory to God. But they had to keep a distance between themselves and the Ark of the Covenant and the priests and the Levites, 2,000 cubits by measure, glory to God. So in 3 days, they crossed over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And God and Joshua spoke to the children of Israel and told them to sanctify themselves. For tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Glory to God. So on the third, when they had to sanctify themselves, they had to prepare themselves. So I can imagine they had to pray, they had to fast. Glory to God. They had to pray, they had to fast. Glory to God. They had to get themselves in line with God. They had to ask God to for. So I'm quite sure they made some sacrifices. Glory to God, to atone for their sins. Glory to God, before they went over to the other side to possess their blessing. Glory to God. So they had to get into position. So they had to get into position. We're about to come upon the year of Jubilee once again. The new year, according to the Jewish calendar, Rosh Hashanah, glory to God, starts September the 18th. Glory to God. The new year, the year of Jubilee. Glory to God. 5,781. Glory to God. And we're about to, God is saying, get prepared, get ready, because you're about to cross over to the other side, to the promised land. But isn't it something that before we go over to the promised land, before we cross over to the other side, that God will send things ahead, glory to God, because we're going to a place that we don't know. We've never been before. It's an unfamiliar territory. It's an unfamiliar land, glory to God. But your spirit has already been to the place where God is taking you to. Isn't it something? To your spirit, it's not familiar, but to us in general, it's familiar. It's not. It's unfamiliar. Glory to God. It's almost as God is taking you out from the being comfortable to being uncomfortable. Because when you go into a new place, a new territory, new region, new land, you feel like you're out of place. You don't belong. You feel like you're uncomfortable. So in order for God to really do what he needed to do in the children of Israel life, he had to take them out of their comfort zone. Glory to God. He had to take them from a familiar place to an unfamiliar place, because the unfamiliar place is what he promised to the Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. See, Abraham already walked the land. Isaac already walked the land. Jacob already walked the land, because God told Jacob, this land, this place where you sleep right here, where you were sleeping in these rocks, I'm going to give this land to your descendants. Glory to God. So get in position. Be prepared, because God is about to take you over. You're about to cross over to the promised land. Glory to God. God's about to allow you to possess those blessings, possess those miracles. Glory to God. But where they at is in an unfamiliar place. So you, in order for you to get the blessing, you got to get up, get prepared, gather your virtues, sanctify yourself, humble yourself, pray, seek the face of the Lord. Glory to God. Atone for your sins. Glory to God. Get in the presence of the Lord and get yourself in position. Get prepared, because in 3 days, as God told Joshua, they were about to cross over the River Jordan to possess the promised land. They was going to take it by force. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. God already given it unto them, because it was a promise. So whatever God is about to do in your life in 3 days, glory to God. Hallelujah. Declare it. Decree it. Claim it. Speak it. Receive it. Take it by force. Occupy the territory until he come. Glory to God. Pursue it. Advance and take territory in the season. Glory to God. Go in to possess the land, the promised land. God already sent things ahead of you so that you won't be lost along the way. So go in to possess the land. Glory to God. I know it's an unfamiliar territory. I know it's an unfamiliar region. But you must go. It's your destiny to possess the land. It's your destiny to get into position. It's your destiny, glory to God, to receive the promises. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because God's promises are yea and amen. His word cannot return back unto him void. What has to accomplish what he sent it out to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give God the praise and we give him the glory. God, I thank you for bringing us here this evening. We do not take this word lightly, Lord God, as we come together collectively and corporately, Lord God. We give you praise. We give you honor. We magnify your name, God, as we humble ourselves. We ask for forgiveness on tonight, God, if for things that we've done, if things that we have no knowledge that we did. God, we walk in humility before you, God. We humble ourselves. We walk with a heart of repentance. Bow down at your feet, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for keeping us and protecting us from hurt, harm, and danger, from the snares and the tares and the wiles of the enemy. God, I thank you for divine strategic strategies. I thank you, God, for divine alignment, divine movement. Glory, God, positioning us, God, in the right time, in the right place, according to your purpose and according to your plan, according to your timing, God. God, I just thank you, Lord God. God, I ask you, Lord God, to show us the way, God. Point us in the right direction, God, as we be led by the Spirit of God on this hour. God, we pray for those that are here on tonight. We pray for their families, their loved ones, their husbands, their wives, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, God, that you said your word cannot return back unto you void. What has to accomplish what you sent it out to do. God, I thank you, God, for you said you know the thoughts and promises that you have towards us, thoughts of good and not evil to give us expected in. God, I thank you. I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, for divine grace, divine mercy, favor, in the name of Jesus. We praise your name, God, as we pray for the sick and shut in. We pray for those in the morning. We pray for this world. We pray for this earth. God, we pray for the people, your sons, your daughters. We pray for our young people, their parents, marriages, single people, the elderly, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, God, for the word that came forth on today, God, as we will gather our virtues. God, we will get into position. We will sanctify ourselves. God, we will humble ourselves in the name of Jesus as I seal this prayer with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, I say amen. If you have a prayer request, you can email me, SharitaBrightMinistries@Outlook.com, SharitaBrightMinistries@Outlook.com. Glory to God. If you don't have access to an email, glory to God, or don't know how to use the email, glory to God, you are always welcome to mail your prayer request via letter, Sharita Berry Ministries, Care of Prayer Team, glory to God, 209 South Trenton Street, T-R-E-N-T-O-N Street, Rutherford, R-U-T-H-E-R-F-O-R-D, Tennessee, 38369, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Please visit the website, www.prophetessharitabrightministries.webs.com. That's www.prophetessharitabrightministries.webs.com. That's B as a boy, W as a water, E as an egg, eggs, B as in boy, S as in Sam.com. Don't forget, glory to God, I want to remind everyone of a few announcements before we close out. Glory to God, in the name of Jesus. September the 3rd, glory to God, 2020, at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern Central Standard Time. Glory to God, I invite you to join me on Lit Ministries, Lord Our Thirst Ministries, where the overseer is Apostle Jacqueline Brown. Myself, along with Apostle Ronald Brumby, will be bringing forth, glory to God, a teaching, learning how to become one with Yah. Glory to God, I want to give you this scripture, John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Glory to God. Then join me September the 18th through the 20th. It's the year of Jubilee, Rosh Hashanah, glory to God. Each for those 3 days, 18, 19th, and 20th, 5 p.m. nightly at Central Standard Time. That's 5:30 p.m. nightly. Glory to God for our Rosh Hashanah celebration year Jubilee 5781. And our theme is God has placed you in position and you must move. The time is now. This will take place via live Facebook, YouTube Live, because I no longer do Facebook Live. YouTube Live, and you can type in YouTube Sharita Berry Ministries. That's SharitaBerry Ministries. And also right here on Blog Talk Radio, you can listen in 646-716-9748. That's September the 18th through the 20th, 5:30 p.m. each and every night for Rosh Hashanah Year of Jubilee Celebration 5,781. Get God has placed you in position, and a time to move out is now. Don't forget, I have daily devotions Monday, Wednesday, and Sunday. Daily devotions is Monday, Wednesday, and Sunday at 3 p.m. via YouTube Live and right here on BTR Daily Devotions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Sunday at 3 p.m. This coming Sunday and this coming Monday will not be daily devotion, but on Wednesday we'll pick back up on daily devotion at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time on YouTube Live. Also, I invite you all to join me September the 27th and the 28th, September the 27th through the 28th, Day of Atonement, glory to God, on YouTube Live each and every morning for those 2 days, but at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Central Standard Time, September the 27th through the 28th, Day of Atonement, glory to God. And that for that particular time, we're doing a 24-hour fast. So those of y'all that would like to join us for the Day of Atonement fasting, glory to God, and the Day of Atonement is a day of repentance, glory to God, prayer and fasting, email me, SharitaBrightMinistries@outlook.com for the fasting instructions, glory to God. That's Day of Atonement, September the 27th, 28th. So you have time to email me for the fasting instructions, and that will take place live on YouTube. Glory to God. Well, I thank you all for joining me on tonight. May the peace and blessings of the Lord be with you and your family and your household on tonight. And know that I love you. Know that God loves you unconditionally. Know that I'm so excited for your future. And remember to prepare your virtues, glory to God, because in 3 days you're about to possess the land. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
We pray you enjoyed today's broadcast. Don't forget, you can also find Sharita Berry Ministries on iHeartRadio and on Spotify. Connect with us on Facebook, Sharita Berry Ministries, or call 731-377-7770. Until our next broadcast, may God richly bless you and your family.